going back to the familiar situation is a time of annealing. Annealing is when a piece of metal has been forged, but it's brittle to break. So it's either hammered or heated or treated, so it takes a useful form. So going back to a situation in a way is a test. Are you going to be present? And you can get a new realization in a supportive energy, but it doesn't really settle in until you go back to an old situation and you keep that presence. And if you don't, you go back again. So going back is sort of a testing time or a time of where it can drop deeper and become yours and not the situation in which you realized it. Which is like in the Satori group. You have your Satori, but then if you go back into the old situation in the old way, you're out of touch again. It's to go back with this new awareness, this new priority, and then it's yours. After you've had a realization in a certain situation, say in a group or in a conversation of people that are more awake and aware, so you have your realization, and often it's still slightly dependent upon the situation where you got it. And the real test is when you go back to your normal way of living, do you connect with the old way, in which way you'll lose touch with the new realization? But if you go back into an old situation and still stay aware and still stay present, now it's yours. It doesn't belong to the situation. It's yours. And it's forever if you want it to be. So going back into a situation is really imperative. It's essential. It's like the story of sages going into the cave and meditating for years and years and years, and they have this tremendous peace. And then they get invited to the village and somebody pushes them in the back, and suddenly their anger's there again. Their peace was dependent upon the cave. And our peace needs to be with us. We need to be in touch with that place in us, in all situations, even facing death. And that's what is the peace that passes understanding. It can't be understood. It's a peace beyond understanding.